is the former WBC, US ABC light heavyweight champion, the former USBA light heavyweight champion,
final round,
and the former WBC Continental America's light heavyweight champion,
final
he
round,
is your host, Cedric Agnew.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
I was bad in fucking school. Now I'm trying to dodge a sin. Just walk out the lavish store, pay a shoe. 12
and 50. I'm back.
You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm a walking team.
Is there
it? Leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be a boss?
You got to pay the price.
Left wrist on frost. Look like a bag of ice.
I'm driving that new
Bentayga. Ooh. Like I don't love my life. I'm in that thing shifting.
And I'm like,
the rich is harder. I'm
bitches big zombies.
I'm selling straight business.
But the rip is hard out. I'm
ducking on niggas' ass like Blake Griffin.
But the rip is hard out. I'm
he keep talking, bro. Gonna leave his face missing. Ladies all white.
These ain't no Hirachi.
Bad bitch. 50 flow.
In Hibachi.
I got 10 missed calls. All my bitches mad at me. Valet Park Designer District. I'm going straight to
Gary. Yeah. Let's go.
Niggas hating y'all. Jury blinging y'all. Jugs fiending y'all. Phone ringing y'all. Niggas hating y'all. Jury blinging y'all. I was bad in fucking school. Now I'm trying to dodge a sin. Just walk out the lavish store, pay a shoe.
12.50.
You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm
but a rip is hard out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Are you saying now?
Yes, go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm back, man. I know I ain't do a few fights, man. You know what I'm saying? I missed a few fights, man. Missed a few fights with y'all guys. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all was looking and listening. But, man, I had to take out some personal things. You know what I'm saying? As y'all know, I work with amateur fighters as well. So, had a few guys fight in the Golden Gloves for the first time. You know what I'm saying? So, big ups to them. You know what I'm saying? A few guys from the gym I train at, work with fighters at Body by Osby. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to come through, go ahead and come through. It's right there on Highway 6 and West Park Tollway, you know what I mean? Houston, Texas. Stand up, you know what I mean? Yes, sir. All the fighters in the gloves that we was working with, all of them did great. You know what I'm saying? They have a bittersweet moment where, we had two guys fighting the same weight class, make it to the finals, and, you know what I'm saying, apparently, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately, they had to go up against each other, so we don't look at that as no loss, because, you know what I'm saying, it was in-house, you know what I mean, so, it was a win-win situation, you know what I'm saying, but, you know what I'm saying, that bittersweet thing, because these fighters train their ass off to reach that point, and, you know what I'm saying, like, man, we both made it to the finals, you know what I'm saying, and at that, they was like, you know what I'm saying? I think they, best friends or whatnot. So, I mean, it's all to the goody good, though. You know what I'm saying? They got more fights. I think one of them is planning on moving up and waiting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, that incident never happens again. But, you know what I'm saying? We good. The rest of the fighters, you know what I'm saying, take care of business. And we looking to take on more challenges and looking to improve these fighters, man. So, big up to the fighters over there, Bodies by Osby. You know what I'm saying? We standing on straight business, you hear me? But let's get on to the meat and potatoes, man. With these fights this past, the only two fights, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a real short podcast, man. It's 12 at night, you know what I'm saying, on Tuesday, which is really like, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday morning. But so I'm trying to put this out, you know what I'm saying, before I got to get up and get back to the business, you hear me? Looking to make even bigger and better moves. We also have a few fighters fighting in the Golden Gloves for, you know what I'm saying, like the open fighters, the seniors or whatnot. So 17 and up. So we got a few fighters fighting in that. I believe that start February 28th on to I think like beginning or like mid-March. So with that, man, we're just looking to keep, you know what I'm saying, keep grinding, keep putting in this work, man, and keep improving these fighters, man. I mean, anywhere I can help these fighters grow in an aspect of their life that I can, I will, you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all heard the intro. So I did big things in amateurs and the pros as well. So looking to see that, you know, I help guide these fighters, you know, even further than I went. So that's what I'm there for. You know what I mean? But looking for bigger and better challenges to come, but bigger and better news to come as well. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep developing these fighters. We're going, you know what I'm saying, turn a few guys onto the pro ranks, you know what I'm saying, so they can, you know, start their career, you know what I'm saying, the professional ranks. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying, we still working, we still grinding, you know what I'm saying? Things are still new to a bunch of fighters that we are working with, but their progression and they're moving pretty fast, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking all of what I learned from the age of 8, you know what I'm saying, to the age I am now, I'm taking all what I learned and I'm helping guide them. Helping guide them also past the speed bumps that I had to, you know what I'm saying, sustain and hit on my journey, but helping them so they won't hit those same speed bumps, seeing that I'm a fighter who went through it. So now that I went through it and got over that hump, I know how to avoid those speed bumps. Now hopefully we can continue to drive this vehicle on smooth pavement and no speed bumps will be occurred on this road, you know what I'm saying, on this journey. But yeah, man, let's get on to these fights, because like I said, I ain't trying to be doing this. It's gonna be a short show, man. But I'm gonna keep y'all updated with the fighters. And I'm also keep y'all updated, and we're going to break down the upcoming fights to come. You know what I'm saying? I was also supposed to do that Tyson Fury joint, but as we all know, that got postponed. You know what I'm saying? But let's go ahead and chop this down, talk about the fights to come, the upcoming fights, the fights to be made, the fights that's trying to get made, and my predictions and what I think and what I thought about the past fights. Starting off, we're gonna go straight into Teofimo Lopez versus Jermaine Ortiz. I was going back and forth with one of the coaches that I work with, man, and he didn't see the fight when it happened, but I did. So he went back to watch the fight. Now, in my opinion, my personal opinion, yes, going into the fight, Tio, you know, he's the champion, and people live by that rule. You got to take the belt from the champion. In my opinion, I say, as long as you take it convincingly, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you putting rounds in the bag. And in my opinion, I felt Ortiz did enough to win the fight. People say that he was running, he wasn't trying to fight. Man, look here. Every time he stopped, he moved and moved and moved and stopped on that dime. It was nothing like the Shakur fight, man. You know what I'm saying? He was moving and moving and moving. He'll stop on that dime, 5 shots off. You know what I'm saying? It was Tio's fault that he couldn't fucking cut the ring off. So that's no shade to Jermaine. Jermaine was doing what he was supposed to do. He went in the fight with a fucking game plan, which Ortiz didn't. You know what I'm saying? And Tio, he have those moments, man, where he's an iffy fighter. You don't know which T.O. is going to show up, man. That's the knock on him. You know what I'm saying? In the Josh Taylor fight, people counting him out. He showed up and showed out, beat Josh Taylor ass. You know what I'm saying? The next fight after that, you know what I'm saying? He didn't look so good. You know what I'm saying? And the Lomachenko fight, he dust Lomachenko ass. then turn around and fight Kambosos and get his ass dusted. So with Tio, you never know, man. And that's not good, man. But the sad thing that I was saying was, you know what I'm saying, to be an elite fighter like you are, or like those of the boxing world claim you to be, you know what I'm saying, like you making it this far purely on talent, not that much skill, because like to be a fighter of your caliber, how the fuck you don't know how to cut the ring off, man? You know what I'm saying? The man kept getting this, you know what I'm saying? You kept giving him that same out and he kept taking it. It's up to you to make that adjustment. You know what I'm saying? So if you didn't make that adjustment, he's going to keep capitalizing on it. They're going to, as he come back to the corner, his corner going to tell him to keep doing the same damn thing. You're winning this fight, which I thought he was winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Like he put enough rounds in the bag, man. He put enough rounds in the bag to beat Tio, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to fight, in all honesty, I had to fight, you know what I'm saying, scored 7-5 for Ortiz. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I had the fight scored. Others probably had the fight scored the other way. It was a close fight, but I had Ortiz winning. You know what I'm saying? That's that. But I guess they gave T.O. the nod only because, you know what I'm saying, for one, he's the house fighter. Both of them are the house fighter. But T.O., he has the name. You know what I'm saying? He has that marketability. And he sells. So Ortiz, it's a fairly new name to the peoples at home, you know what I'm saying, and those casuals. Ortiz, he don't have that, or I'm not gonna say he don't have it, because I don't want to put that knock on that man, but they don't look at that man as having that marketability as a Tio. You know what I'm saying? Maybe if he talked more, maybe if he riled things up, he will be more marketable, you know what I'm saying, and he will sell more, and people will be more anxious to see this man fight. But that's neither here nor there, because what happened, you know what I mean? But I'll say going forward, you know, try to be more marketable. And that way, in those close fights, you definitely get the nod. But I'm not going to ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself. So don't step outside your body or step outside your comfort zone. There's nothing wrong with going outside your comfort zone. Sometimes great things come when you step outside your comfort zone. But don't do anything to jeopardize, you know what I'm saying, your integrity as a man to try to just get these fights made, you know what I'm saying? But by all means, do what you got to do, my boy. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On to the fight that just happened with Oshaki Foster and Abraham Nova. I mean, before I get to that fight, I also want to give, man, big props to Keyshawn Davis, man. You know what I mean, like, man, he did his thing against Pedraza. You know what I'm saying? Like, even knowing that, in my opinion, it wasn't the same Pedraza. Pedraza haven't fought at that weight in some years now. Y'all sucked him back down. You know what I'm saying? His legs looked flat. He looked flat as a fighter. And but as a boxer, as a fighter, when you have a man in front of you who's like that, you know, we train for this. So when you have a man in front of you like that, Keyshawn did what he was supposed to do. So no knock on Keyshawn, you know what I'm saying? Keyshawn had a dead man in front of him. He got his ass up out of there. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. Would I like to see Keyshawn versus T.O. next? No. Keyshawn, knock off another one of those, you know what I'm saying? Another one of those 35. Cause T.O., he's also at 40. So Keyshawn has, he said he have no problem going up. No, Keyshawn, collect the title at 35, man. You know what I'm saying? Solidify your legacy. You at 35, collect those titles at 35, man. Then go ahead and move up. You know what I'm saying? If T.O. still the big dog up there, you step on big dog toes and say, let's get it cracking. We both promoted by the same guy, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that hard. We don't have to go out of house to get this fight made. Let's get it cracking. Let's get it made. What's up? You know what I'm saying? What's happening? You standing on straight business or what? You know what I'm saying? That's what that man should do. On to Oshaki Foster versus Abraham Nova. Man, Oshaki. That's my boy, man. I mean, trained by the great Bobby Ben. You know what I'm saying? Bobcat. You know what I mean? Throw some up. Yeah. Great trainer. You know what I'm saying? Also, Dwight Fratcher, Aaron Navarro, you know what I'm saying? Man, the man are trained by greats over there at Main Street Boxing Gym, you know what I'm saying? If you want to go there, hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Right downtown. Not that far, like walking distance from the Toyota Center, Houston, Texas. You dig? Another great gym. Also, step in there if you want to get some of that great work, man. You know what I'm saying? From 122 on up. You know what I mean? And also Muay Thai. MMA, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Get it in. Get your ass beat from this dough to that dough, you know what I mean? But no, man, let's get on to that fight, man. Man, Oshaki. I didn't think much of Nova going into the fight. I seen maybe, you know, a fighter two of his, but I know the caliber of a fighter of Oshaki. So I looked at it like, not a knockout, but Oshaki gonna box the hell out of this dude. You know what I mean? You know, he's definitely gonna box the hell out of this dude, put rounds in the bag and basically you know what I'm saying, skate away with this victory, man. But first round, I'm like, yeah, okay, Oshaki, you know what I'm saying? You know, those who know, that first round is somewhat of a fill-out round, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to see how, you know, what type of power this person coming with, the speed of his punches, head movement, range generalship. You're trying to see how he move, how he uses lateral movement, you know what I'm saying? Is he flat footed? Can he cut the ring? Are you trying to download all this information in that first round? Therefore, the second round, you know, the second round you come out there, it's, you know what I'm saying, you're moving on business now. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go to work. But the first round, you know, yeah, gave it away. Second round, I'm like, okay, Oshaki, damn, Oshaki, he's kind of having a slow start. Third round, I'm like, damn, Oshaki wasn't fighting like himself. Now I still gave Oshaki the win, but it was needle nose close, man, in my opinion. But also, you know what I'm saying, like I said, Oshaki, he, in my opinion, he didn't fight how I normally see him fighting, you know what I'm saying, or how I normally see him box, you know what I'm saying. I seen Oshaki spar, man, hundreds of rounds, you know what I'm saying. So he didn't look like the Oshaki who I know, or I'm known him to be. I mean, he didn't look like that. Looked a little flat, man. But you know what I'm saying, he got the victory at the end of the day, and go back to the drawing board and capitalize on your mistakes that you made, and just get better, man. I mean, I know he said he, you know what I'm saying, no excuses. But he didn't. He also spoke about him not feeling like himself, and that's why I'm not going to ridicule him or throw him under the bus or nothing like that. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm not just a podcaster. I'm not just a trainer. You know what I'm saying, I'm a fighter as well, man. So I know what fighters go through, and it's not one fighter. I don't care what they say. It's not one fighter who will tell you on fight night, he stepped in the ring all the way 100%. When I say all the way 100%, I mean nothing's going on with your mental. Nothing is going on with your physical. Your hands, your legs, your mind, your back, your fingers, your knuckles, your shoulders, everything just feel great. And you have nothing going on in your personal life. I'm saying it's going to distract you of this fight. No, we all step in the ring with something. But we try to, you know what I'm saying, overcome those adversities that we are going through to just go in there, save face, and just get this victory. No telling what Oshaki was going through. I know he said it was something with the weight. So, I mean, that can be an issue as well, you know what I'm saying? So he said, you know what I'm saying, he's at a point now where I guess he's going to start looking for a nutritionist, man, to try to help manage that weight and get that weight down. And, you know, if need be, you know what I'm saying, hey, move up to 35, you know what I'm saying, and see what's cracking there, man. But, yeah, definitely looking to see bigger and better fights with Oshaki and see if he could unify, you know, with the other champions at that weight. I personally like to see him fight Cordina, you know what I mean? Go over there, you know what I'm saying, across the pond, you know what I'm saying, and go in and take that man's scrap. But definitely do it once you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're in your right state of mind and you took the necessary steps you need to take to maintain and manage your weight, man. That's most important, because, you know what I'm saying, once you get there, ain't no people, you know what I'm saying, I mean, you are already there, but people don't want to hear excuses in this game, man, from the hardcores and the casuals, you know what I'm saying? That's something they're not trying to hear, you know what I mean? But if you didn't know...
You are now Beyond the Gloves Podcast. You are now.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves Podcast.
Y'all know, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Press that like button, you know what I'm saying? Comment, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what's up, you know what I'm saying? Let me know you out there feeling the podcast or whatnot. We also, news about Sabriel Matias. Man, he was over there at, with Heyman and them boys, man. But I guess they couldn't secure the bag, man. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't keep him. And I feel like that's the fighter that they definitely should have kept, Sabriel Matias. And they could have made other good fights with him. But I believe they was, you know, it was talks that they was trying to offer him a fight with Boots. I'm like, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you trying to keep this, man? And you going to offer him a fight with Boots, man? Boots at fucking 47. Sabriel, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a fucking 40-pounder, man. Like, come on, man. But I see Eddie went ahead and capitalized on their mistake and went ahead and got Sabriel, you know what I'm saying? So Eddie can make a lot of great fights with him. I know he was supposed to be fighting what's his name? Something with a fucking Liam Paro. I think that's his own fucking name. It's like he's an Aussie, but he's got an Italian last name or something like that. So Liam Paro. Man, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. The motherfucker who just beat Montana Love, man, on the zone card, you know what I'm saying? Him, the Aussie, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker from down under. What? That nigga, you know what I mean? He was supposed to fight him, but they said he's no longer on the table. So I don't know if it was a money issue, you know, trying to get that fight made, or I don't know if he got hurt. But that fight is no longer on the table, so they're looking, because the fight is supposed to be in Matias' hometown, which is Puerto Rico. So he's having a homecoming fight. So they're trying to match him with somebody who's going to be, you know, a good name for the casuals and for the hardcores, but also a great homecoming fight as well. You know what I'm saying, to bring the fans out. So seeing that he's off the table, seeing that Liam is off the table, I'd love to see who they put him in there with next. You know what I'm saying? I heard talks about, you know, the people, the other 40 pounders out there. I heard some talks about putting them in that Regis, in my opinion. No, don't put them in that Regis. Now, would I like that fight for Regis? Definitely. But after Regis' last fight, which was Devin Haney, I would like to see Regis get, you know what I'm saying, get another win to earn his belt and then go after, you know, a Matias. Or get, you know, another two wins under his belt. One to, you know, shake that, you know, little bit of, you know what I'm saying, shake that little bit of that I'm not gonna call it rust. Shake that feeling of a loss off you. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that shit off me. You know what I'm saying? Let me get back out here to what I'm knowing people love me for. You know what I mean? Let me get back to that. Yeah, so to see Regis against Matias, like right now, I don't think that should happen. Do I see a fight like that against Regis versus Cerebro Matias in the future? Yeah, I mean, they're under the same banner, which is the Zone, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely believe Eddie Hearn can definitely get that fight made. But to see Saburo in there with some of the other 40 pounders, definitely think that can be made too. They got a few fighters over there with under the Zone banner and also under the Golden Boy banner, who's also telecast and and broadcast by the Zone. So I believe they can find them somebody. You know what I'm saying? Let's see who they find them though, and see if the fans of the sport appreciate that. But man, I'm about to go ahead and you know what I'm saying, man, I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night, man. You know what I mean? And hopefully we can keep these things going, keep the talk going, and get bigger and better fights made for these prospects and these contenders and the champions made in the future. But until then, like I said, you heard me. You are now listening to the Beyond the Glove podcast. Subscribe now, man.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Hey, yo, is that Michigan OT? Hey, where he is?
Where he is?
Point him out.
Point him out.
Throw his bitch ass in the trunk. Take him to the south.
Uh-huh.
Hey, where he is?
Where he is?
Point him out.
Point him out.
Throw his bitch ass in the trunk. Show him what the fuck we talking about. I'm striking men like striking lightning. You see what happened in my last fight, friend? Well, I hate them. Better tighten up.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Had me biting. Caught his ass stealing, so I had to take his right hand. Could be looking like a pump jack, bitch. I am an oiler. Damn, how many times I gotta spin to get this boy to learn? Then I ain't no fucking joke. We drop Latte, then drop Lamo. Better watch your mouth, cause I got soap. I got diamonds, tacos, and coke. Inside of my walk, I drop and headed like my thork. I elbow swinging, watch some pork. I smoke his edge like some mortar. Leave him flat, just like a thought. I swim with killers like a orca. It don't matter where it is, it don't matter where I'm at, because to me, no man.
I must break you.
Throw his bitch ass in the trunk, take him to the south.
Uh-huh.
Hey, where he is?
Where he is?
Point him out.
Point him out.
Throw his bitch ass in the trunk, show him what the fuck we talking about. Bitch.
I don't even like no lame. Keep my name about your mix. Ho, I don't like diamonds no more. Only plain Jane to watch my wrist. Before rap, I would pop my shit. Nigga, I was so turned with them motherfucking bags. My mama thought I had the bricks. Nigga, bricks. Nigga, I'm a ghetto bitch off at a job and borrow her whip. Nigga, I'm in this bitch with a baby. I y'all playing sweet, acting like I'm a bitch. Nigga, I tell her mama to bend it over like a dog. I'm trying to come hit with her. You know these bitches are driving Honda through the wild to fuck with a rich nigga. I'm from the south, but greet a woman with a smile when I take a pic with her. She can relax. OT won't see him in the trunk.
Wearing black with gold trim. He's undefeated at 24-0 with 13 wins coming by way of knockout. He weighed in at 175 3/4 pounds, and he's fighting out of Houston, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, Cedric.